Today's mitzvah is mitzvah Tuf Yud Ches, mitzvah 418, the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem, the second mitzvah in a row, two of the mitzvahs Tmidios, put all together here, the mitzvah of Yichud Hashem yesterday and the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem today. Says the Torah, we all know the pasuk, V'yahavta es Hashem Elokecha, v'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol ma'odecha. You shall love Hashem with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all of your ma'od. That's the tough word to translate. Ma'odecha, does that mean money? Does that mean other meanings? Either way, but this is the pasuk of Ahavas Hashem. Says Rashi, Asei dvarav me'ahava. What is the mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem according to Rashi? Doing all the other mitzvos with love. Eino dome ha'ose me'ahava le'ose me'yira. Eino dome, a mitzvah that we do because we love doing it and we love our master, to a mitzvah that we do just because we're fearful. Ha'ose eitzel rabo miyira kishu matriach alav meinicha v'holichlo. If I'm acting out of fear, so then the minute that it gets too much for me, I'll throw it away. Acting out of love, there's no limit. If somebody acts out of love, there's no limit. So Rashi says the mitzvah of Avas Hashem is not, this seems to be Rashi Shita, is not a separate idea of feeling love for Hashem. And that itself is an ends, and that's the mitzvah. Doesn't sound that way from Rashi. Rashi say, according to Medrash, Asei dvara me'ava, do all the other mitzvos with love. That is Shita's Rashi. That is, in one place, the Shita of the Rambam as well, but the Chinuch and the Rambam emphasize the feeling of Ahava itself being a mitzvah. Says the Sefer Chinuch right here, Ahavas Hashem. Shinitztavinu le'ahovas ha'makom barachu. We are commanded to love Hashem. Shine'amar, v'yahavtas Hashem alokecha. V'yinyin ha'mitzvah, shenachshov v'nisbodein. How do we achieve Ahavas Hashem? We have to think. We have to focus. Bipkudavu pu'ulosav achinasigeu kafiyacholteinu. We have to try to understand his pu'ulos, his actions as much as we can. Vinis aneg bahasagaso betachlis ha'oneg. And we have to have oneg, be nisaneg. We have to try to be connected to the divine as much as we can and enjoy it. And train ourselves to enjoy it. We'll have to see how to do that. V'zosi ha'avodah ha'mechuyevis. This is the love that is demanded. V'lashon and Sifri, says the Medrash, L'fishan amar v'yahavta einin yodea keitzad ohev adam l'makom. You should love Hashem. How do you love Hashem? The Medrash, Tamaloma, look at the next pasuk. V'hayu ha'dvarim ha'ela asher anochi misavcha hayom. How do you get to love? Through the Torah. Shemitokach atamakir etz misha amar v'haya ha'olam. Says the Chinuch, and this is definitely one way to achieve, and we'll see if there are other ways, through Talmud Torah, which is tomorrow's mitzvah. Beth Hashem, the next mitzvah that we do, through the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, that's how we come to Ahavas Hashem. Klomar, she'im hisboninus batorah, tis yashiv ha'ahava b'leif ha'hechrach. Through learning Torah properly, we come to love Hashem. V'yamru zacharim lavracha, and not only that, adds the Chinuch an important line, shezos ha'ava techayiv ha'adam la'orer b'nei adam ba'avaso la'avdo. True love is someone, if somebody has true love, then they're overflowing with that love and they want to share it with others. If somebody loves a certain food, they don't want to eat alone, lahavdil, so they'll tell everybody, oh, this is great, you have to try it. You have to try it because you want that love to be shared by others. If somebody is engaged, right, he can't stop or she can't stop talking about their fiancé, oh, they're the best, you have to hear about them, you have to share it. They want that love to be spread. So too, by Ahavas Hashem, a reflection of Ahavas Hashem is spreading the love. Lo'orer b'nei adam, awakening people, ba'avaso la'avdo, k'moshe matzinu ba'avraham, like we find by Avraham. So this is the Sefer HaChinuch's version of Ahavas Hashem. The Rambam as well, the Chinuch is based on the Rambam, talks about this in his Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam discusses, the Rambam writes this in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Mitzvah Gimel, Shetzivanu la'ahavo yis'aleh, Right, that's where the Chinuch got the Lashon from. And we have to try to bring to Ahavas Hashem. And again, he quotes the Medrash, how does one get to Ahavas Hashem? Through V'hayu ha'dvarim ha'ela, following the next pasuk. Shemitokach atamakir etz misha amar v'haya ha'olam. So that is all one way to get to Ahavas Hashem through Torah. And he quotes Avram Avinu, which he discusses at length in Hilchas Avodah Zarah in Perek Aleph, where he talks about the beginning, the roots of Avodah Zarah, but he talks about the spiritual parade that Avram Avinu started. He says in Alacha Gimel, Kivot Shenigmal Eitan Zeh, Hizchil L'shotet B'dayto. Once Avram Avinu started getting old enough, he started thinking, and he says, how could there be a day? How could there be a night? How could there be a sun? How could there be a moon? How could there be an orbit? heck, when it just goes by itself? And he started thinking. And it says, V'lo hayalo lo malamed v'lo modia davar. He didn't have a teacher. Ela mushka bur kazdim bein ovdi avodizara hatipshim. He was amongst the foolish idol worshippers. V'aviv v'imo v'chal ha'am ovdim avodizara v'hu hay ovid imahen. He, Avraham Avinu, was an Ovid of Azara, says the Rambam. But he kept thinking and thinking and thinking, realizing there must be something, somebody, some being behind all of this, until he finally came to the realization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of monotheism, and then he went and started spreading it. Why did Avraham Avinu do this? He recognized God, but then he wasn't enough that he himself served Hashem, but he had to go tell everybody. He had to tell everybody. What is he doing this for? Because once you feel a love, you have to share it. That's the Rambam, and that is the Chinuch. And again, version one is through the Torah. The Rambam expands upon this as well in Hilchos Tshuva, in the last parak of Hilchos Tshuva. So again, the highest level that one could do tshuva, that we all could do tshuva to, the highest level to aspire to is Avas Hashem, says the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Tshuva. Ketzad hi, we'll start from the halacha base. Ha'oved me ahava, oseik bat Torah uben mitzvahs, v'holech b'nesivas ha'chachma. If somebody serves Hashem out of love, he is involved in Torah and mitzvahs and follows the wise path. Lo mipnei davar ba'olam, not for any reason. Lo mipnei yiras hara'a, v'lo kedei liras hatova, not even for schar. No schar v'onish, that's not the reason I act. Ela osa ha'emes mipnei shehu emes, v'sof hatova lavo bichlal. I do the emes because that's the emes. Right, because this is what God wants. Umala zuhi mala gedola ad ma'od ve'in kol chacham zochelot. It's very hard. V'imala savar mavinu. Shekara kodesh baruch hu ohavai. Lefi shalo avad elamei ahava. Avram Avinu, when he discovered God, he didn't know anything about schar va'onesh. He just recognized God. And he realized that Hashem exists and started serving him out of love. And that's v'yahavtas Hashem alokecha b'chol levavcha v'nashcha modecha. U'bizman she'yehu v'at Hashem ahava haru'uya miyad yase kol ha'mitzvahs mi'ahava. And once you love Hashem, we love Hashem properly, we'll do all the mitzvahs bi'ahava. But again, unlike Rashi, which just says, do all the mitzvahs bi'ahava, the Rambam seems to have step one. And the chinuch, loving Hashem per se is a mitzvah. That impacts all the other mitzvahs, of doing all the mitzvahs bi'ahava. And then the Rambam says, ketzad hi'ahava haru'uya. So what is this ahava haru'uya? What's this level? Which is something that hardly anyone ever reaches. But at least we have to know the goal. She'yavaz Hashem ahava gedola yisera rabba aza. That's a lot of adjectives. That's very un-Rambam-like. But the Rambam says, what kind of love? Gedola yisera rabba aza. Big, many, great, strong. Ad ma'od. Very much. Right? Just in case we missed the four. Ad ma'od. Ad shetehe nafsho kshura ba'avas Hashem v'nimsa shoge batamud. You're lovesick. That's what the Rambam is describing. Somebody is lovesick. Kil choli ha'ava shein daitam pnuya me'avas osa isha shushoge batamud. How many times do you meet somebody who is newly engaged and they're totally not be able to focus on anything? Right? They totally can't focus on anything else because they're only focused. Says the Rambam, that's all we have to get to in our love of Hashem. Bein b'shifto, bein b'kumo, bein b'shashu ocha v'shose. Eating, drinking, whatever we do, everything. Yeser mizeh tiyeh avas Hashem b'levo avav. More than with our spouse, we have to have avas Hashem. Shogim b'tamid, k'mo she'sivanu. B'chol avavcha, v'chol nafshcha, v'chol ma'odecha. Right, the famous comment of the Stipler and others when Yaakov Avinu met Yosef, and Yaakov Avinu meets him finally. What happens? Chazal say he was saying Kriya Shema. What was he saying Kriya Shema for? So the Stipler said he had such tremendous feelings of love for his son at that time. He was on such a level, he didn't want to ruin the potential of channeling these feelings to Avas Hashem. So right when he's having those feelings, again, it's not humanly possible to be able to think about, for us to think about. But this is what the disciple says about Yaakov Avinu. He had such feelings of love in him, he wanted to channel it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He'll give his son a hug in a second, in a minute. But he wanted to channel, and that's why he said Shema Yisrael at that point. Either way, this is all Avas Hashem through, and as we said, through Talmud Torah. A very different way of achieving Avas Hashem is stated by the Rambam himself elsewhere. And this is the Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, where the Rambam discusses in the second parak, Hakel ha-nichbad va-ha-nora hazeh mitzvah la-ahava u-li-yira mimenu. This great, amazing God is a mitzvah to love and fear Him. She-ne-amar v-yahavtas Hashem al-kecha. There's our pasuk again. Ve-hei-chi ha-derech la-avasu v-yirasu. How do I come to Avas Hashem? So this is a very different description of what he says in Sefer HaMitzvahs and what the Chinuch says. Right? We said before, through the Torah. Here he says, no, through the world. Looking around at nature. When we look around at the amazing actions and creations of God, and we see wisdom in it that is greater than any other computer. You can have the most complicated computer, and the human cell is infinitely more complicated than that. When we see that, miyad, immediately, says the Rambam, who ohev u'mishabeach u'mifa'er u'misavet taiva gedola, leida Hashem agadol. We have a tremendous taiva to know Hashem, to come close to Hashem. As David HaMelech said, tzama nafshi le'lokim l'kol chai. He thirsts for Hashem. That's what we do by looking around at the world. Nothing to do with Torah here. Looking around at the world. And then the Rambam says, fascinatingly, and at the same time that we have this Avas Hashem, miyad hu nir tala achorav, we jump back. Same thing, is amazing. Here also he has six adjectives describing the finitude and the tiny state that a human being is in. Ktana, shvela, afela, das, kala, miuta. Also, so how many times does the Rambam have six adjectives describing something? Avas Hashem, and right here, realizing how small we are in terms of bringing Yiras Shamayim. So the Rambam says, you can have Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem at the same time. There's Rabbeinu Yonah in Maseches Brachos. Rabbeinu Yonah writes, this is the only relationship that one can have love and fear at the same time. Usually if you love something or you fear something, you're running towards something or you're running away from it. With HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's the same. We're running to and from. Maybe that's the message of shuckling. Right? We have Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. At the same time, we look around at the world, says the Rambam, we achieve both of these. We achieve both of these. And he have Mavair, and then he says, that's why in here in Yisodei Torah, I'm going to explain to you all of the cosmos and all of the orbits and all of the metaphysics, and then he's going to get to other halachas of Yisodei Torah. But that is a very important Rambam in Hilchos Yisodei Torah, getting to Avas Hashem through nature and not just through the Torah. The Yisrael Achronim note, Rav Asher Weiss discusses this, I saw it somewhere else also, the last line of the Rambam and the Chinuch, that the love should overflow. This could be the source for the mitzvah, or the halacha at least, of being Megayer Gerim. Where is the source in the Torah that you're allowed to accept Gerim? Where is the source of the Torah that there's even a mitzvah? You make a bracha when you're mala ger, the Gemara says in Masechta Shabbos, at the end of the 19th parak. So where is that? Well, there's a mitzvah. Shekhar Shadab, it says it's vado, lamulas agerim. Where is that mitzvah? So it could be this mitzvah. Avas Hashem. The mitzvah of Avas Hashem is to overflow as well and to share the love. So maybe this is the source of that mitzvah. Okay, let's continue. Shorash mitzvah zu yadua. The shorash of this mitzvah obviously is known. Shalai yikayim adam mitzvah Hashem baruchu yafeh rak vavaso osa. We can't do the rest of the Torah properly without real Yiras Avas Hashem. Dini HaMitzvah. So, as we've said, he repeats it. Shirai lo la'adam. Sheyasim kol machshav vaso. V'chol magam maso. Achar Avas Hashem. We have to put all of our love towards Avas Hashem, towards Hashem. V'yarich b'libo tamid. And constantly think about it and estimate. Ki kol mashehu ba'olam. Me'osher u'banim v'kavet. Everything we have in life, all of our abilities, all of our assets, all of our family. Hakol ka'ayin u'ke'efes. Even our family, but surely our Gashmi assets are nothing compared to the love we have to have for Hashem. Again, it's an unbelievably high ideal that we have to strive for. We have to try to accustom myself to try to think about Hashem. That there's not one moment when I'm awake. That it's not in the back of my mind. At least the back of my mind, the fact of Avas Hashem. Rav Salvechik writes in one place, it's quoted here in Family Redeemed and a Sefer on our relationships, that Hashem is both our father and our mother. Right, we say Avinu Malkeinu, so it's Avinu, but we have both modes. Right, there are different relationships between a child to a father and to a mother. To a father is much more stern and much more disciplinarian. With a mother, it's much more loving and caring and caressing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does both for us. Both modes of loving, caring, and helping are manifested by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there are psukim in Tanakh that describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu both as a father and as a mother to us. Every sensitive Jew knows that at times we run to the Almighty for advice and encouragement, just like a confused, frustrated, and disappointed child runs to his father. While at other times we cling to the Shechina like a child who in utter despair hides his head in shame in his mother's lap, finding there solace and comfort. May we call God both father and mother? Certainly yes. Right, this is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to try to relate to him on both levels. And again, though this is a very challenging mitzvah, right? Even in the Mayana Shel Torah, they quote it from the Chassidish Rebbes. This is an almost impossible mitzvah, but still, this is something that we have to try to do. Quotes it from the Rev Bunim and others. Kesed Yitachin, right? These quotes without the Sfas Emes. That's what the Sfas Emes talks about. It's impossible. And the Sfas Emes also discusses how could you command to love. As we have discussed in the past also, how can you command any type of emuna? Once it's commanded, that shows that it's in the realm of possibility. And therefore, we have to do our best to try to build on that. There's a Ramban we've discussed in the past, but you can't not mention it today, by the mitzvah of Avos Hashem, the Ramban in Parshas Yisro, where the Ramban discusses the principle of Ase Dochelos Ase, that if I have a tsaras on the makam amila, if I have shatnez on my tzitzis, Ase Dochelos Ase, and the shaila that the Rishonim ask, is that violating a los asay is so much more extreme than being mevatel an asay. Violating a los asay, you get malchus. Not doing a mitzvah asay, okay, not good. Maybe you have to bring a carbon ola, bizmana mikdash. But there's no punishment, so why should we say asidach a los asay? Should just not do the mitzvah and don't violate the los asay. Says the Ramban, you know why the reason asidach a los asay is? Because asays are based on avas Hashem. And los asays are based on yiras Hashem. And Ase Dochalos Ase, Avas Hashem is greater than Yiras Hashem. V'hu Ayotzei, he says, Gamke, Midas Zachor, Ramzu, B'mitzvahs Ase. V'hu Ayotzei, Midas HaAhava. V'hu L'midas HaRachamim. Ki Ose Mitzvahs Adonav, Ahuvlo, V'Adonav Merachim Olav. V'hu Midas Shamar, B'mitzvahs Los Ase. V'hu L'midas HaDin, V'yotzei Midas HaYira. Ki Anishmar Me'asos Dovah Ra, B'inei Adonav Yareyoto. V'lachin, Mitzvahs Ase, Gedolah Mitzvahs Los Ase. Beautiful Ramban. Kamosha Ha'ava Gedolah Me'ha'yira. Avas Hashem greater than Yiras Hashem. The Meshach Chachma writes, this, based on this Ramban, this is why we have in the Beis HaMikdash, you don't say Ase Dochah Los Ase. Ein Ase Dochah Los Ase Shem HaMikdash, say Chazal. Why is that? Because says the Meshach Chachma. And I also heard it B'Shem Rav Yosef Engel, that in the Mikdash, Yira is primary. Yiras Mikdash, Mora Mikdash. That plays more of a role in the Beis HaMikdash. That's why we don't say Ase Dochah Los Ase there, and it fits it beautifully to the Ramban. Good. Finishing up, V'ha Over Alzeh. If somebody violates, how do you violate Avas Hashem? How do you violate it? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, if somebody is koveya and sets in their mind and in their hierarchy of values something else that has nothing to do with godliness, and they love that just as an end and not as a means, that's a bittul. But again, he doesn't just say a fleeting thought. Remember, we had 2 days ago by Losis Ave. Losis Ave doesn't mean I desire it for a second. It means I'm koveya it in my heart. Same thing here. The koveya machshavosa b'inyonam agashmiim ubahavli ha'olam. Some nonsense. Some gashmius. And I love it. Shelo l'shem shamayim. Rak l'hisaneg bohem levad. Just to get enjoyment purely. O lahasik kvod ha'olam hazeh. Ha'koev la'dil shemo. Not for any good kavanas. Bita l'asei zeh. The Onsho Gadol, and his Onesh is great, because this is one of the Mitzvot Tzvidios, and if we fill up our hierarchy of love with any other love, so any other love that comes into conflict, right? A person can love and must love their parents and love their family, but that could be in consonance. That could go with love of Hashem, because I could thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for this, it's all in the context. But if I divorce something from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's purely L'shem Gashmias. I'm koveya, so that could be a bittul asay. Rav Nevazal talks about this. He says, let's say, one of the Talmidim asked him, is there any problem with loving pickles? That's what he has. You can think of something better than pickles. But Rav Nevazal talks about it here, Bajaz Veschanan. So he says, I have a big time for pickles. Is there anything wrong with that? So he says, well, it depends why you love pickles. If you love pickles, because you're going to use it to eat, you're going to enjoy yourself, but you're going to make proper brachas, and you're going to go back to the base medrash afterwards, you're going to use it in the category of Avodas Hashem, wonderful, fine. But if it's a separate idea, separate from God, separate from... So then it could be a slight bittul. Again, this is a very high level, because a lot of our loves of what we enjoy are not fully in the... We have to try to get them into the context of Avodas Hashem. But it's not fully, and we have to do our best to keep this... Avas Hashem, and again, like he said before, not totally on anything. We don't love HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he does something for us. We love HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he exists, similar to the, what the Mishnah describes in Pirkei Avos, Ava She'ena Tuliya B'Davar, right? The love between David and Yehonasan. It made no sense. Yehonasan was the next to the throne. He should have been the next king. And yet his best friend was the one who was going to usurp the throne in a good way, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, from his father, that's Ava She'ena Tuliya B'Davar. Right, and that's what we have to have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just end with a Malbim. The Malbim in Parshas Vayetze says that Yaakov Avinu, it says, the days went by quickly when he was working for Rachel. Went by quickly because he loved her so much. Ask the Malbim, usually when you love something, time goes slower if you can't have it. If I love a certain food and I can't have that food, so it's like time ticks slowly. It doesn't go quicker. Says the Malbim, no. Usually if I love pizza, if I love fish, right, and I love fish so much, why am I eating the fish? You should put it in a fish tank if I love the fish so much. No, it's that I love me, and this makes me feel good when I eat it. So by all types of love of Ava Atzmi, so then that type of love, it goes slower. But if it's a love that I love the other item or the other being just because of the value and I appreciate the existence of that other being, then it goes quicker because I realize what an amazing schus I have to be connected to that other being. That's the type of love. Avas HaDavar, Avas HaChesek, I think the Malbim calls there in Parshas Vayetze. But that's the love that we have to have for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ava purely because HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists and everything, and knowing that he does everything for us. Okay, we'll stop here. B'ez Hashem, we will continue next time.